From Tidbits on July 22nd, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates. Apple has released MacBook Air mid-2013 Software Update 1.0 for the latest generation of the MacBook Air. The biggest news is that it reportedly addresses the Wi-Fi connectivity issue reported by early adopters. It also corrects a screen flicker issue when using Adobe Photoshop and an issue that caused audio volume fluctuation during video playback. Alongside the BB Edit 10.5.5 maintenance release, Barebones Software has updated TextWrangler to version 4.5.3 with many of the same fixes and refinements. Highlights among the nearly 30 improvements include TextWrangler offering to move itself to the Applications folder in Launch if it's not already installed there, the option to discard existing autosave state by holding down Command-Control-Shift while launching the app, and improved custom cursors that look better on Retina displays. Barebones Software has released BB Edit 10.5.5, which has no new features but fixes a number of outstanding issues. As always, the release notes include such entertaining gems as fixed bug which would cause internal exceptions and subsequent strange behavior like all menus being disabled at startup on certain systems. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Flash player, you have generated your last crash log. Other highlights among the more than 30 listed changes include BB Edit offering to move itself to the Applications folder in Launch if it's not already installed there, the option to discard existing autosave state by holding down Command-Control-Shift when launching the app, and improved custom cursors that look better on Retina displays. Apple has released Logic Pro 10.0, redesigning the professional audio app with a sleeker, darker interface. New features include track stacks for grouping related tracks, smart controls for adjusting multiple plugin parameters at once, a virtual drummer, and flex pitch for fine-tuning the pitch of notes. Released alongside the update is Logic Remote for the iPad, a free companion app to control Logic Pro 10 remotely. If you're worried that Logic Pro 10 will be the disaster Final Cut Pro 10 was on initial release, we suggest reading veteran Apple writer and guitarist Jim Dalrymple's thorough review. As with all Mac App Store apps, there is no upgrade discount. If you want to move up from the previous version, you must still pay full price. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.